I'm gonna fucking hang you. Hang your head, Tom Dooley. Hang your head and cry. Kill little Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Took her on the hillside for to make her your wife. Took her on the hillside, and there you took her life. Dug the grave 4 feet long and dug it 3 feet deep. You rolled the cold clay over her and tromped it with your feet. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill little Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Tomorrow I'll be dead. Even though I never harmed a hair on poor little Lori's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley. Hang your head and cry. Kill little Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Where I'll be. If it wasn't for Sheriff Grayson, I'd have been in Tennessee. I know they're gonna hang me. Tomorrow I'll be dead. Even though I never harmed a hair on poor little Lori's head. Hang your head, Tom Dooley. Hang your head and cry. Kill little Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Take down my old violin and play it all you please. Cause at this time tomorrow, boys, it'll be of no use to me. Hang your head, Tom Dooley, hang your head and cry. Kill a little Lori Foster, and you know you're bound to die. Doc Watson was also an excellent banjo player and harmonica player, mandolin, anything. You know, he could play just about anything. So I'm gonna do a couple of these tunes that Doc Watson played clawhammer banjo style. And the first one here, the way kind of Doc Watson was found, there was this fella named Ralph Rinsler in New York City during the whole folk movement back then, you know, Greenwich Village and all those people were trying to figure out where this Appalachian music came from. And Ralph Rinsler was a historian. And he had all these old records, you know, and he heard this record with this fella named Clarence Ashley and figured out that he was from North Carolina. So him and another of his buddies, they traveled from New York City, and this would have been probably in the early, you know, maybe in the mid-50s or something like that. They went down there and they were looking for this Clarence Ashley fella because he just had the mountain sound, and little did these mountain people in North Carolina who played on their front porch and with their neighbors, little did they know, in New York City, there was a whole crowd of people that loved what they were doing and loved this sound. And Ralph Rinsler was one of those people. And so he went there to look for Clarence Ashley, and eventually he found him. And Doc Watson was playing a Les Paul at that time in a rockabilly band. So Ralph had no idea that he had this knowledge of this Appalachian music, which is really what Ralph was hunting for, is the true Appalachian music sound. And Ralph and Doc were riding on the back of a flatbed truck one time, and Doc said, "Hey, let me see that banjo, son." And Ralph handed it to him, and he started playing some song on the banjo, and Ralph Rinsler was just like, "Oh my gosh, like, this is the guy." And so Ralph convinced Doc to go to New York City. You know, a blind man from North Carolina gets on a bus and goes to New York City by himself with a guitar and hopes that he can make a couple bucks and get some cheeseburgers and sleep on some couches, you know? And Ralph Rinsler was there on the other side to help Doc out. And that's kind of how he got his, Ralph really helped Doc get out there and encouraged him and said, "No, man, this music that you were raised on, this is not some family hokey thing. This is real music, and there's people out there that really want to hear this." You know, to Doc, he had always been around the music, and he didn't think there was any, I mean, he was just what he did with his family, you know? Everybody was into, like, Elvis and stuff at the time. He didn't think anybody wanted to hear banjo music, you know? But this is the cuckoo.